Hello there, Richard R. Blaster here. Just thought I'd fire off this quick audio to compliment the Periscope I did earlier, which will have probably disappeared within 24 hours of me recording this. I just wanted to put something out there about being natural and being yourself. But sometimes in a Periscope or whatever show you do, you might get somebody famous or celebrity popping up onto your Periscope or your live hangout or Meerkat or whatever platform you happen to be doing video in. I think it's best to know best if you don't actually know if that person's famous or not, because if you know that somebody's famous is popping onto your broadcast live, you tend to get tongue-tied. You know, you never ever seem to act naturally. So if you're this kind of person that gets a bit starstruck when you realise that a celebrity or a well-known authority in your niche in social media suddenly has an interest in your broadcast, you tend to just trip over your words, you don't be yourself. So I think it's best just not to do any research. If you discover afterwards that the person is a well-known in that sphere or whatever, then hey, even better. But as I say, sometimes serendipity is the best thing, not to actually know the background of somebody who actually pops onto your broadcast. So that way it remains natural, because sometimes I have some people appear randomly, and sometimes I'll look and think, oh, it's that person. Like, for example, on your Twitter feed, you'll get somebody that you don't realize who's famous suddenly pop up. So, as I say, sometimes it's best not to know who pops up on your feeds, whether it be video, audio, or the typed word. So, hope you found that interesting. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.